Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Sophie here.
And Melissa.
And welcome to our new podcast,
Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
Hey guys.
Hey guys, we're back.
Why are you shouting?
Because I'm excited.
Okay, we've got
We've got glass.
Oh my gosh, Sophie. We've got glass in our eyes.
Oh. Oh, guys, we've had half a bottle of wine already. Apologies.
No, you can't keep saying
I'm
this.
I'm just being honest.
No, we have. Need to stop being honest because, honestly, it's terrible.
Well, how else are we supposed to explain the lack of...
We did an IGT video of us doing our makeup and Melissa was like,
we better open the bottle. Better open the glass, better open the bottle. Okay, we had a lovely time. That'll be up on the Insta, by the way, guys. Check that out.
Yeah, we're going to put that out. But we do have glass... Oh my god, no.
A lot of ice today. Let me just help you out getting your friendships.
I just can't speak.
We have ice in our glasses, so apologies for the...
For the...
Clinking.
The clinking, yeah.
Which is about to happen throughout the podcast.
But I'm very happy to announce that it's really sunny today. I don't know whether it's going to be sunny when this comes out, but...
Yeah, so if it's not sunny in a couple of weeks, that's quite appalling for the UK.
I know. When you think about us in June and it's been like... I've been in my tougher jacket.
Torrential rain.
Torrential rain.
Oh, also out.
I've not put makeup on in like 2 weeks.
And
like,
today feel really weird, like putting on makeup on and like
with
talking
a mate
through.
As well.
I know, it felt so nice. I wish we were going out.
I know, same. Well, we are tomorrow. We're going on a girls' night out tomorrow, guys.
We are going on a big night out tomorrow.
I'm very excited. Well, no, it's not that big.
It will be big. Blackout drunk, no, I'm joking.
Melissa's got like this really naughty outfit.
Yeah, and then Sophie was like, oh, I'm upset, I need to get my
mine
skin
is
out.
So like frumpy, like I'm just not very like dressy.
You just go for it. I'm like, I am using this opportunity to wear an outfit which makes me feel like I'm naked, because
but I'm too bloated, like I'm not ready for that. I'm not prepared, my body's not used to it. I'm not used to
honey, wellness has been doing you wonders.
Yeah, wellness has been doing you.
I am ready. I just want to get skin out. I'm just going to embrace the fact that we don't have to wear a bloody
jumper.
Is it
tight or like chiffony?
It's not that tight. It's kind of like, got a cowl neck. It's sort of like loosely clingy.
I know exactly what it's like. A bit of side boob.
Bit of side
boob. Bright green, by the way.
Out.
It's very TikTok girl vibe.
Oh, I don't know.
It's very American. I don't know why you don't like these American girls. They're so great.
What do you mean, these American girls?
Like, all the American YouTubers, I love them. They're so glam. They've got, like, the fake nails. And yeah. They're just so, like, oh, my God.
I just have a select few that I just love, and they're so...
Who do you watch?
My favourite is Josie London. No, Josie London. No, wait. What's her actual name? I don't know what her last name is. Josie London, and then...
Such a fan, of course.
The best one is In The Throw. She is the best.
Oh, no, I don't, but I like her dog. I'm going to get
one. Oh my god, I'm
ones.
Obsessed with that.
Should we talk about the wine?
She's such a nice lady.
Because once again, Let's Sophie bought it. I think.
I transferred her the money 2 seconds after she bought it. Because I was like, I knew she was going to go in on me.
Yeah, but it's the effort of me going out.
It is. And I really appreciate it. Only because I'm rushing to get out the door to get here. And I travel 45
so
minutes.
Yeah.
So Sophie walks out her door 2 minutes, goes to the lovely wine shop. Oh, what do we have today?
Yeah, can I tell you about this wine? So it's called Franklin's. I'm not plugging this at all because they definitely do not give me any discount of any sort. It's extremely expensive, but it's on Westbourne Grove.
It's lovely.
It's so nice. They have like cocktails in there. It's a brand new wine shop. They opened in lockdown.
Oh, so is this the one that you keep going to?
Yeah, so I've gone to them. No, then I used to go to Sherbourne sometimes, but this one's so great. They've got like picantes, and the guy in there is just really cute. And I was like, can I get an organic wine? And he was like, no such thing. I was like, what?
That really upsets me. Sophie told me that when she came back.
There's like, there's no such thing because the vineyards are so like messed up. Like the wine goes from this part. Like,
it, you can know it's on.
Yeah, the pesticides, whatever, they will go on.
But you would hope that it doesn't have the sulfates in, which is what makes you have
to be honest, I have had half a bottle. Well, a quarter.
Oh, now she's admitting it.
Yeah, now I'm admitting it. And I feel
it's not just by yourself. We've had a couple glasses each. That's so acceptable. The sun is out. There's something to celebrate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Relax. You're so it's fine.
Right. You're so, so right, Melissa.
You've got to embrace it.
Although, do you have a bit of a headache?
Yeah, but you had that this morning. I think that's because your neck, your back.
Yeah, 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 true.
This will help that out.
But it's a Pinot Gris.
Yeah.
Not Pinot Gris.
I had, it's obviously not this exact one that I had, but I had a Pinot Gris. I really apologise if we're saying that incorrectly. And I was out, you know the little orange tree in Pimlico, or the orange in Pimlico?
Oh yeah, really like that
I was
place.
Having some lunch, and I was like, I was
who bit?
With Harry. God, but he was parking so the car, like and I was pre-ordering myself a glass of wine. And I was like, oh, what's a nice sort of dryish wine? I was like, I really like Pinot Grigio. She was like, this, and it was like Pinot Gris. She was like, it's very, very similar to Pinot Grigio.
It does taste very
basically
similar.
The same. And I was like, lovely. So when I had this, I was like, oh, I know something about the wine this week. I'm just turning around the bottle. It's got a cute little snail. Oh, it's a vegan wine too.
Yeah, it's vegan. And it's organic, supposedly.
Okay, quite... right. Do you want to give me a
oh,
milk?
Wait, hang on. It says contains sulfates at the bottom.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my mother effing God.
That's guy really quite had upset. Me on.
This also isn't an organic wine. It does not say organic anywhere on it.
I know, but I think that green leaf does.
I honestly don't think that that's truly correct. I think he's kind of having you on with that.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because organic wine does not contain sulfates. And that doesn't say that it's organic. It's probably like a more natural version or vegan.
It was on his nap. I think it's vegan. And they've got confused. Ugh, it's just like when people think that I can eat cheese because I don't eat meat, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Sophie has a lot of dietary requirements, guys. Going out for dinner with her is hard work.
I'm basically just pescatarian.
I am gluten-free, vegan, pescatarian, but I will eat eggs.
No, I won't.
What?
Yeah, I gave them up.
Oh.
They grossed me out. Ew.
Oh, God's sake. Anyway.
How upset. You were so happy when I started eating ice and you were like, oh, happy days. But no. Ow.
As long as you eat.
Guys, I broke my little toe twice in a month.
I don't think you have.
I have, Melissa. Apparently it happens all the time.
No, I told you that last week on the podcast.
Well, wait, did I tell you I broke it last week?
And I was like, that's really common. There's nothing you can do about breaking
toe. Because
I only
broke it on Friday. That is so weird.
You broke and you said that Jamie was like, you're complaining the whole time or something. Maybe we were on FaceTime.
Oh, no. That's right. No, that is... Okay. No, I broke it and then I re-broke it because then I was putting on my a pair of pants and my toe, like, when
got
does
caught.
This... Got caught in the floor and it, like, yanked it backwards. And honestly, I was... bear in mind, this is a mending broken toe from one week old. It's just the swelling's gone down, the bruising's turned to yellow, and I'm putting on my thongs, trying to be just really cool in the morning before I go to the gym. And
all
I was like,
shit.
Honestly thought I'd pulled my toe off. And then it was swollen and really black.
That is so
terrible.
Funny, the fact that it got caught in your little thong. And then I pinged back.
Pinged it back. Like, when does that ever happen? Okay, so we've had some really lovely replies from you guys, which is just, like, making us so happy. Or, like, a follow-up message, and then we've got another message. I'm going to read them out. So... Hey both, thank you for the podcast today and reading out my dilemma. I'll be seeing him for the sixth time for drinks on Sunday. This, by the way, just for a bit of background knowledge, this is about the girl who wrote in about her Hinge date, who she was catching feelings for, but he had recently put it into friend zone.
I remember this. Yeah. Friend zone term. We were like, what?
And she
I
was
do?
Basically wondering whether it was worth trying to pursue a friendship or not, as she thought he was really great.
I totally remember
anyway,
this.
She said that she was very thankful for the podcast. She'll be seeing him for the sixth time for drinks on Sunday, but I am taking your advice tonight. Decided to accept a couple of other actual date invites
good.
Next week.
Eek! Well done.
Yes.
And also you can dress up a little bit more. Get your, you know,
get your
arms
out.
Get your skin out. Get your legs out.
I am going to really think about where my head is when I see him on Sunday. And as you said, train my brain to think that this is not going to happen and see where it makes me feel. Oh, I'm not sure that's what I want her to feel.
What? Train her brain?
Don't want her to be training.
It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, because that's manifesting bad things. She needs to be manifesting like...
good things, but if he doesn't, if he's friend zoning her, then I think you know,
train
ultimately...
your brain to think I am good enough for something like that, you know.
Oh yeah, but also I don't think like try and like kid yourself into thinking, oh, I could convince him to unfriend zone me. Because you don't want to have to convince anyone. Someone will just want you for, like, you straight away. You know what I mean? Can't wait around for somebody to change their bloody mind.
Yeah, but definitely don't train your brain to think, this isn't going to happen because then it won't. I really believe in the law of attraction. I think if you're saying that to yourself every day, that's what the universe will give you. You know?
Yeah.
I know that's a bit hokey pokey.
This is quite conflicting information.
I know, but I think that she should go out, live her life, have fun, enjoy her time. But more so, if she's going to train her brain to say something like, everything good is going to happen to me. Or yeah, the boy of my dreams
will
is going
to
come
to me.
That's what you should be training your brain, not anything negative, because that's just not positive. Positive.
I'm wearing all my crystals today, guys. So yeah. Sophie got me a couple of these. Positive energy. And the sun came out.
I know. There you go. Okay, this is really, really lovely. This is from a girl in Canada. So we've got international audience. She said, I feel so weird messaging strangers on the internet. Don't. We're not strangers. We're a family. I think this is the first time I've ever done this, so I hope it's okay. I moved to London 5 years ago from Canada to be with my now ex. We had a lockdown breakup, which was for the best.
Oh,
okay, good.
Gosh, but good, yeah, I guess.
But obviously it's a bit complicated because all of my friends in the UK are his friends. Oh, wow.
That's freaking hard.
Girls and guys he's known for absolute years. They've been great. There's no hard feelings, but out of respect, we've all pretty much lost touch, as you'd expect.
No.
Oh, my God, I'm really sorry.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you can come hang out with us. That plus lockdown and the fact that all my girls are at home in Canada has meant I'm severely lacking in girls. So your podcast has been so, so lovely. I don't have a dilemma. I just wanted to say how impressed I am and how kind and lovely you both are.
Oh my God, you are such a little sweetie.
She's actually called Sophie as well. So Sophie from Canada, we love you.
Love you.
I think that with a massive following probably comes with a lot of negativity. So the fact that you're both so positive and loving and lovely is incredible and something you guys should be proud of. Thank you for doing the podcast.
Oh my God, what a nice message.
Safe.
How lovely.
You're
a little gem.
Just the best. And I'm really sorry you're going through that, but obviously you sound like an absolutely amazing girl, so I'm sure
now
that places are opening, you'll meet people.
Yeah, I think you'll meet someone. As you said, like, now things are heating up again, people are going out, and surely some of the people that you have been friends with for 5 years will
and maybe ask to go out, like, one-on-one, like a coffee. I don't think that's like imposing. Like, if they're doing big group things, then probably your ex will be there, and fair enough, you're not going to go, they'll probably choose him, I guess, if they're here.
But also, I am a big believer in, you know, girls do kind of stick with each other. So when there's a girls' night, like, just, like, be like, oh, what are you doing this evening? Like, I don't feel like going along to those types of things is invading his, you know, friendship group, because he wouldn't be going anywhere because it's a girls' night. So, whatever. That happens all the time in, like, breakups. Like, friendship groups kind of get a bit complicated, but that's life. You've just got to carry on. You can't not be, I guess, friends with them anymore.
When I break up with my ex, it did sort of, like, create a divide. But you give it a year or, like, less.
Yeah,
it's just time heals everything, and then you all become your true friends. You migrate back together. The ones that, you know, you're not so... You can't be friends with everyone. Then you go your separate ways. But I think that's...
process,
isn't it? But I do think two friends definitely sit together, and I don't think just because he was their friend before means that he'll be their friend for longer or whatever. They'll definitely not
still value you and your friendship that you guys had. Yeah, sending you good energy and positive vibes.
Yeah, we love you. So
love you.
Dilemma from a lovely lady who must be anonymous.
Okay.
I adore the podcast so much and find it so comforting hearing your responses to dilemmas sent in. I have my own dilemma and really appreciate your opinion. I've recently got back into my first relationship after being broken up with by a guy I was with for 7 years from school. Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So they were together for 7 years, they've broken up for 7 years, and now they're back together.
I've recently got back into my first relationship after being broken up with by a guy I was with for 7 years from school. It left me broken and took 2 years to really grow and get some confidence. Okay, what I'm assuming with, she was with a guy for 7 years, she had a boyfriend before that, she broke up with the guy for 7 years, she's back with the first boyfriend.
Right.
Wiki. Okay, ready?
Okay.
It left me broken and took 2 years to really grow some confidence back. I was really proud of myself. I adore my new boyfriend. He is honestly amazing, but I really struggle now that he's started going out since things have started to be lifted.
Oh,
wow.
This is going to be hard for a lot of people.
My anxiety from previous relationship is really starting to come through. I am his first girlfriend and have asked before that if he's going out to send a message to say where he is, wherever he is, and that he won't be able to chat. I completely understand that this is him and he wants to have fun, but he never seems to message. Is this a red flag if he can't communicate with me the way I need? I'm really worried my anxiety over him going out will just get worse, and I'm wondering whether I should walk away from the relationship if I don't feel ready for it, even though he's really great for me. Absolutely do not walk out away.
Okay, right. I'm just going to like put across what I can understand the story is. She was with a guy for 7 years
yeah.
that she was at school with. They broke up. It completely broke her. So it's taken her 2 years to recover. Yeah. Now she's with a new guy. Mm-hmm. And this is now, I guess they got together in lockdown and now everything's opening up. It's kind of like, you don't know any different with the relationship. And now she's kind of freaking out about the going out thing and the communication. I'm bad at communication when I'm drunk. Sometimes. Sometimes I'm excellent. Sometimes I'm having such great time with my girls. I don't even look at my phone.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, hi, when you're coming back? And I'm like, oh my God, so sorry.
God, Jamie's opposite the minute he started doing FaceTime, FaceTime, FaceTime. I'm like, go, dude.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Bless you. No, he's like, look, I'm with this person. I'm like, never met them before. Hi, nice sweetie. But I really do think that for anyone going out with somebody who they've met over lockdown, I think this is going to be huge, huge. Because just like for people in relationships going into lockdown, it would have made a break.
Yeah.
For people who met in lockdown, that was all they knew. And maybe they were codependent and maybe they liked just being one-on-one. And maybe the boy starts going out and he, you know,
isn't. It's a change. It's a massive change. It's a huge relationship. Change. I think that you have to, I think you almost have to trust your gut. If you think that there's something, I guess, fishy going on and that's making you very paranoid and making you feel anxious, that's obviously not good and you have to communicate that with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just have to be a little bit better at letting you know where they are and what they're doing, what their plan is, which I don't think is much to ask. But I do know from my own self, when I'm hammered or I've had, you know, not even hammered, I've had 3-4 glasses of wine with my girls, my phone is staying in
the
handbag.
3-4 glasses of wine, by the way, is a bottle of wine. You like it, Melissa, but that will make me sink wine.
No, but I can't really these days. I do get
you just don't drink anything but wine. You would never have a spirit. I've never seen you drink a gin and tonic. Oh yeah, can we get one of those tomorrow night?
That's quite a lot. Yeah, we'll have some of those tomorrow night from Marks. So yeah, I know for a fact my phone will just sit in my handbag and I won't check it for a couple hours. But that is, I guess, that also comes with a little bit of maybe maturity, not having
and
the
also,
paranoia.
Like, I think if you're in a 2-3-4 year relationship, I think if you're in
different.
The early stages, you would have been messaging Harry. However, my first boyfriend never would message me on a night out. Ever.
Really?
Jamie's very different, but it was never because, I hope, I don't think he was cheating.
He's just not being there in the moment.
So boys are just different. Like, everyone's different. You know, Jamie messages me a lot on nights out because he gets drunk and wants to speak to me. I don't look at my phone.
You're like...
Yeah. I, like, air all his calls. Like, we're just very... Mm. It's not because I don't love him. It's not because I'm cheating, obviously, but... some people are less
communicative.
You just
want to be in the moment. I think back to the days when we didn't have phones.
Yeah.
You just got to trust, you know, obviously this is going to be a different conversation if he's not then coming home at night.
I get, and
like
also
that.
If he's out all day, like if you don't know where he's going, if I know where they're going, it's really not an issue.
Yeah, and also if it's different for us also because we know all the people that Harry
they're
and Jamie
with.
Are friends with and who they're with. And it's always on social media. I can always kind of have an idea. Like I'm just not worried about it. What does annoy me is if he's coming home super, super late and then he comes in and disturbs me in the night. That will then bum me out because I'm like, I've got, like, just let me know you're going to come home late. But I used to be very worried about where he was and, like, what
Did
he
you?
Was doing in terms of, like, is everything okay? Like, can you just let me know what time you're going to come home? Like, are you going to come home before I do? Do I need to go and get a key from...
Do you guys share the key?
No, but like if we go out together and then we split up, Harry will always always takes the keys in his pocket. And then I'm like, oh shit, I don't have a key. I have to go get it from concert. It's just like a bit of a pain. But yeah, now I'm just like, I think obviously years have gone past. I just don't care. And if he comes into the bedroom, wakes me up, I'm like, shut up.
I kind of like it when JP goes out and gets wasted because I'm like, ha, you're going to be hungover and I'm going to feel really fresh tomorrow.
Oh, but it annoys me so much when Harry's hungover, so much. Because I'm on a Sunday, like,
okay, Harry's
all
good on a hangover.
Terrible.
I
just
can't like
just...
it because I feel so healthy and like so, like I've got a halo coming
out
of my head.
I love doing stuff on a Sunday. Sunday's like such a big, like, you're the same. Like, I've always had big family days on Sundays. Like, my mum always has a lovely big family roast, and like,
Sundays are great.
My whole family's always been around. Like, this is what I've grown up with. So, on Sunday, I'm like, can we do something? I want to go out for lunch. Like, come on. Like, I don't want to just sit inside. Don't want to waste the weekend. And he's like, dead.
I don't like, did he not do anything last Sunday?
Oh, absolutely not.
What time did he leave the bed?
To be fair, he got out of bed quite early, but then he just sat on the sofa, like, watching, like, F1 videos. And then we watched the F1, and then we both had a bit of a nap.
I wish I could nap while you nap. I just can't. Like,
so much sleep. It's actually probably not that good for you, though. I'm not asleep.
Yeah, you're almost like a necrophiliac or whatever they're called. What's that? The people who fall asleep standing up.
No, I don't have that problem. But get me on a plane, I'll fall asleep when the plane's taking off. Like, I'm honestly... My dad's the same. I think it's just, like, we don't...
Jamie, in he come.
I wish you guys could see.
Oh, my God. I wish you could see what's just... Lockdown liquor? Picante, shut up.
My.
Five times a day, honestly, that doorway is.
Guys, that's.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Lockdown liquor, we can have Picante.
Also, guys, this is also so relatable for one of our complaints that Harry did about me in the past. So Sophie has the same problem. Jamie, you've left the fridge open.
Shit.
Oh, it closed.
Okay, it's closed. Okay, right, going back to the dilemma.
Don't dump him.
No, definitely not.
That's savage.
I don't think she said that that's what she's going to do.
She did. She was like, should I walk away?
I think it depends how much it's working you up. I feel like there's obviously some underlying issue there.
But that could be her insecurity, not like a gut
maybe
feeling.
Maybe it could be. I think that you have to communicate this with him and you have to kind of like get through it together. Because if you just keep it to yourself and you're like uber paranoid, that's not going to help anybody. You're just going to be... like getting really upset, and then you'll probably resent him a bit for no reason.
I will tell you a secret of mine.
It's not really a secret at all.
It is. Well, just between us. The first, my first boyfriend did, or maybe my second, can't remember. He did so cheat on me.
I've only had three.
Oh, no, I've had four. Sorry, I always forget about one
We've
of them.
We've had the same. You've had four boyfriends.
One of them escapes my mind, let me tell you. Second boyfriend, he did actually cheat on me. But to be fair to him, I will give it to him. I was such a bitch
you
that summer. I don't know whether it was the pill I was on, the contraceptive pill. And girls,
oh, yeah,
like,
we can blame it on that, can't we?
No, I honestly, like, some. I was. Actually, do you know what?
Up.
The whole
it's,
of that relationship, I was so crazy. I can't. I look back and I'm like.
Who was it? Tell me. Okay.
I was just hard work, nothing. I mean, just poor nightmare. Life. Everything was just a nightmare. I was a bitch. Everything I did. Anyway, so I left summer. I think we were on, yeah, we had like summer together, whatever. And I was in England and I remember like having this gut feeling middle of the night to look at my phone. And I looked at my phone and I Instagram searched this random girl. And I saw she was at the same party or festival as him.
What?
And in my head, I went, oh, they're flirting together. I didn't think they were cheating. I was like, something bad's happening. Yeah, and I knew. And I woke up at 1 a.m. Four months later. By the way, I've met this girl once. 4 months later, I found out they kissed that night. I know. I'm psychic.
Oh, that's not being psycho. That's just being intuitive. Being psychic. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of look back
That's
at it.
Not being hard work, though. You were not paranoid for no reason. Or do you think you drove him to do that? That
oh, no, I look at it like I was such a psycho girlfriend that I'm
in
like,
general.
Oh, don't blame me. I would have cheated on me. And like, I'm surprised he didn't have done me earlier. But anyway, obviously not okay to cheat. But what I'm intrigued at is, like, gut feelings are a real thing. Like, I woke
100%.
up.
I had the... You know what's so funny? With my second boyfriend as well. We are so similar. I had the exact same thing. I just didn't hear from him.
Cheating on you?
He was in another country. Yeah, I told you this. He was up. In another country. He was in France. I'm really giving away who this person is.
We all know who it is.
We all know it. And I was with my mum watching TV and I was like, I just have this really odd feeling that something's not right because I haven't heard from him all day and I just knew that was weird.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
And I was like, I remember saying to my mum, I was like, Mum, something really bad's happened. I was like, I just know. And I was due to go out there and fly there and see him in like a week. And I was like, this is so weird. Didn't hear from him all night. Then the next day he was like being a bit fishy and I was like, that is just, I just knew in my gut that something had happened. And I knew there was this one girl out there that he was friends with when he was like 3 or something. You actually knew the girl.
Shut up.
And when I got there, we were in his little apartment and he was unloading. I went to put our plates in the dishwasher that he had just cooked a lovely lunch for me when I arrived from the airport. There was 2 wine glasses in the dishwasher and I went...
Was it just him saying?
Just him in this flat. And I just knew. I went, why the fuck is there 2 wine glasses in the dishwasher? Anyway, he then went to work the next day. I messaged the girl.
Shut up.
Like, would you... Hey, like, I'm by myself. Like, such and such is at work. I was with my boyfriend at the time, was at work. I was like, gonna meet for some breakfast. I knew that they were seeing each other and like he had put it on their Instagram, they were friends, but I just knew something weird had happened. Anyway, God, I then just cornered her and I was like, can you just tell me if you kiss? Like, I kind of want to know. Like, I
did
need
you
to
take
break up.
Breakfast?
We went for breakfast. She was like, yeah, sure. We went for breakfast and I was like, I just need you to tell me. She was like, yeah, happened. Really sorry. And
what?
I was like, don't worry, it's not your fault, but I need to get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
So what happened? I've got goosebumps.
I then called my parents. They bit me on the next flight. I think if you've got gut feelings about potential cheating, that's a different avenue to go down. But if you're just being, you know, anxious about him going out because it's a change in your relationship, then I don't think you need to get yourself worked up from it. Maybe just express to him, like, look, like, I just feel a bit anxious about it. Like, I obviously don't have any problem with it, but it would make me feel better if you just let me know where you were every now and then.
You just have to also set boundaries. Boys are like puppies. Train them. Just tell him time and time again. They are, though. Well, Jamie
yes,
is.
Jamie is, yeah.
You have to be like, can you please message me when you get there? That's it. I don't need messages throughout the night. Like, just
And if you're
night.
A team and he fully, like, understands and wants to, like... make you feel better about it, then he just will.
But don't, and like we've obviously said this, don't let it freak you out. Anyway, I'm sure it's completely fine. And if your gut's right, then his loss and you get the hell out of there. Hi girls, I have a dilemma. I've been with my boyfriends for 2 years. We moved in together last July, and even though I expected the sex to slow down, it's way less than I think is normal. We both put a little bit of lockdown weight on, and every time I initiate anything, he makes excuses like he is too tired, or that he isn't as fit as he used to be because of the weight gain. I want to be understanding, but sometimes it feels like an excuse to avoid having sex with me. It's now been 2 weeks and nothing. Am I overthinking it? Honey, 2 weeks. That's
I think
not a long
that's
time.
Not a long time. I've been following that, let me tell you. But I do think this is obviously stemming from an insecurity point of view.
Oh, no, my heart goes out.
Which
it.
Is quite sad. But now maybe things are different and like you're not obviously like in lockdown anymore. Maybe he'll get back his mojo and feel better. Yeah. It sounds like it's stemming from like an insecurity.
It does. And maybe encourage like as a like a couple's thing to go to the gym together or go on walks together. And look, everyone,
I had a summer body, I had a winter body, I had everything body in this lockdown. We've had a year of being in our sweatpants. Like
we've all been through this in some form with like not being happy with the way that we look as and we've been eating badly or no sex. Like
no sex, yeah. It's a massive lockdown thing. I don't think I've spoken to anyone who, literally every single girl
Everyone
I've spoken
I know
to has had zero sex. Mm. And like as boys as well, like you're spending every day with that person. I think we're so unstimulated by sitting around the house.
That's a really good way of saying it. We are very unstimulated.
That you're not going to want to have sex. Like, there's no drive. So I don't think anyone needs to worry. And I definitely have been worried about it during this lockdown. And then I was
Oh, yeah, we both have.
Yeah, we were like, is this something to worry?
I don't really care.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's quite funny. Like, I'm like, oof, I'm too tired. Get off. Like, if I'm in bed, I'm there to sleep. Leave.
Yeah. But are you a morning sex kind of girl? I hate that because I'm like, first thing I need to do, no one speak to me. I need to brush my teeth.
I prefer, yes, 100%.
I kind of like an afternoon
but
thing.
I like kind of middle of the day. I don't like it when I'm really tired at night. I'm like,
I hate it when I'm full.
I'm like, get off.
I don't mind it when I'm drunk, so I'm so relaxed. I'm just like, whatever.
I just sit on the end of the bed like this.
Yeah, pretty much. I do. I get my phone out. I start watching Amazon Prime.
Start sending some emails.
Yes, you know, watching Beverly Hills Housewives. No, but I am...
Yeah, not do not panic about
morning
this.
Though. Yeah, sorry, we've really digressed. I would not panic, but I would encourage him to go to the gym because I'm a massive believer, and you've really come into this. Like, working out, regardless of how it makes you physically look, the endorphins are so, and it does stimulate you, it does motivate you, it does make you feel so much better in yourself.
Every single human should do it. Like, yeah. It's so good for you.
And if it's not, like, going to do lift weights or doing high intensity, go on a walk like that.
Yeah, go on a walk.
And start eating healthy together.
Yeah, just go on a little bit of a health kick, and now we can go out and about. I think that things will start to change anyway, because, as Sophie was saying, like, you're not stimulated in the house. Like, you'll probably be, like, excited about stuff again. And I also think, weirdly, when you're around other people, your partner can sometimes become more attractive.
I so agree.
I'm like, God, Harry, you're so good looking. I really, really fancy
you. When you're on your own, you're almost...
You become a bit immune to, like, seeing what they actually look like.
Well, it's all about physical appearance.
No, but I have this, like, thing that you don't almost look at them in the same...
Yeah, my sister always says about her boyfriend. She always says that she, like... doesn't look at him, then they're not away, and then she's like, oh, that's your face.
Yeah, it's
I don't
it's
know
so
what Jamie gets
odd.
Like.
I can't just put it into words, but I think when you're looking at the same person every day and that's all you're looking at.
Like, if I really look at you, I'm like, wow, you're very, 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 very beautiful. Not that is to do, but do you know what I mean? I just know you.
I think when you're around people so much and you don't think, and then when I see Harry out and about...
But that's the great thing, because it's like the importance of...
You're so fit.
The personality.
Yeah. It's also important.
It's hugely important.
When you throw in real life as well to this mix, I think it will all help. And don't panic, 2 weeks, honestly, nothing.
Honey, honestly, 2 weeks? I'm laughing if it's 2 weeks.
This is a good stint. 2 weeks? Oh, yay, only 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks? Got another week to go, and then it's becoming an issue. No, I'm joking, guys. Honestly, no matter how long you go, I'm sure everyone can relate. Lockdown's been a massive anomaly. It's not normal life.
No, and I totally agree. And it does sound like it's definitely stemming from an insecurity point of view. So I think maybe you need to... I don't even know how I would even approach that. But
I would just suggest, you know...
The gym thing is good. Going a bit of a health kick.
Yeah.
Going out on a nice date nights. Just changing up the environment.
I wouldn't pressure him into it, because if he is feeling insecure, there's nothing worse. And
Then it will become like an almost a paranoia thing. Yeah. He's like, oh, I must, you know.
We must have sex, yeah.
Yes. Which you don't want to make a thing.
Yeah, you don't. The complaint of we is hilarious. So it's from Harry. Actually messaged me earlier. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, he didn't send it to me. Sophie.
Oh my God. I'm crying. Guys, he sent Melissa's mess. Just, this is a whole other thing. Harry.
Wait, what is it?
Complaints about Melissa's mess. I was like just messaging on, like, not regarding the podcast. I was like, I can't believe how messy she is. He just sent me... We're gonna have to post on the Instagram story.
No, this is embarrassing.
He just posted me the photo of his bedside table, which, by the way, is militant. Like, he's a minimalist. It's so cute.
Yours is like that. This
actually, mine is. Oh my God, yours is actually criminal. What? Guys, I'm going to post it because there is 49 wires, there's everything, sunglasses face down, which is so illegal. Anyway, you know, tissue on the floor.
I think that's a sock.
Anyway, here's a complaint of the week. I'm going to read it to you guys now.
Right, her boo.
Oh, wait.
These are Melissa's headphones, okay? I don't know how anyone can sort of work and use these knowing that they're like this. And I know people are not going to be able to see these because it's a video, but you're going to have to do your very best to describe the entanglement that these are in. I mean, how do you get them like that?
There's nine on there.
God, it honestly just epitomizes. This is what her headphones are like. Imagine what our flat's like after she's finished getting ready. It's just a joke.
I'm crying, guys. Melissa's like a full-on vlogger.
No.
If you've not watched her vlog, go check it out. We'll put a link in it. Anyway, she sits and edits these vlogs by FaceTime with these bloody headphones in. Firstly, why you don't have AirPods? I don't have it.
One of my AirPods is broken.
Yeah, they're so bum out and they annoy me. They die and I'm just, like... Oh, yeah, I agree. And I steal other people's by mistake. And then I log them into mine. It's like, you've got Ruby's AirPods. Sorry, Ruby, if you're hearing this. It was me who took them.
Was she accusing everyone of you, like,
she was like, where have they gone? And then I got back to London and it was like connected to Ruby's AirPods.
Oh,
I was like,
whoopsie.
Shame.
Oh, that's so...
Anyway,
Melissa's headphones have about 10 knots in them, which is really irritating. I did send him mine and say mine are pretty.
Oh, similar. Yours are bad. No,
yeah, we're probably like a knot.
Why are mine in a knot though? It's almost like I've gone like that.
Yeah, they're like imperfect, really tight knots. You're not going to get them out. Anyway, I agree. That is kind of irritating. That
and
then
like, I sit there editing them and it's just like, not. Yeah. He always comments like, does that not bother you? I'm like, no.
You're a messy girl. For someone who calls everyone else grubby and everything, grubby.
I'm not grubby very and clean. Dirty. I'm very clean.
You've got fake tan all over my cream seat right now, I can imagine.
No, it doesn't transfer, don't worry.
What one is
it? I'm just not... It's a Bondi Sands one, but it's like a gradual. It's not hate the...
The dark green
The guide
ones,
colour, I just can't deal with that because it gets on clear one. Everything, yeah.
Oh, fine, yeah. That's why it smells quite nice.
It just doesn't upset me that much. I don't know. Right, like, it just doesn't bother me.
I'm shocked because you are quite, like, OCD. Like, you're very, like, organic and everything has to be clean. Your nails are always perfectly well. Like, and you're pristine to look at. Like, you never turn out with greasy, greasy hair.
I have a couple times.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Shoving the old dry shampoo, but I feel like that's a different... That is a different
vibe. Don't mind greasy hair. I prefer my hair greasy when it's tied up in a ponytail. Yeah, like, I won't wash mine for tomorrow.
Yeah, you've done that a couple of times.
I do all the time. I wash my hair once a week. I'm not even joking.
So do I.
And I go to... But I... Oh, yeah, you gym too. It's kind of disgusting. Like, I hope Jamie doesn't
But it's better
it.
For your hair. That's why I do
I do. I prefer the look of it. I don't like my freshly poofy hair.
This is fresh hair and it's like flat to my face.
Mine's like poofy.
My friend, Hermione, has hair like ours. It's like dead straight.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend loves straight hair, like hates curly hair for some weird reason on
her. So does Jamie. Hates it.
And whenever she comes out of the shower and it's like dead straight to her face like this, he goes, oh my God, your hair looks so nice. Jack and Hermione, and he's like, I love your hair like this, and she's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? My hair looks terrible, and it's like flat to her face, no volume whatsoever.
What, wet or dry?
Like, I think it's like when it's like just dry out.
And that's like Jamie, that's mine, like.
And he's like, God, it looks so nice.
So he's basically just hinting like anything to what you normally do.
Do not curl your hair. It's funny, isn't it? Sam Thompson hates curly hair as well.
So does Jamie.
Not hates curly hair. I think just prefers Zara with straight
hair. I think curly hair can look a bit like poofy princessy. Yeah, like I try not to. If I do a beach wave at a hairdresser's, it's quite bangy.
Try and make it look a bit messy.
You actually have to get salt spray. So fit.
Oh my God, it makes my hair so dry.
Yeah, I know it does, but it's cool. You look nice.
Oh,
beauty
cool,
is pain.
Guys. You've heard it here first. I'm Sophie.
Gosh, we've been rambling on for a while. We now have to rate our wine.
Shall we quickly just... give Sophie's taste buds a test, guys.
Oh, God. Okay, fine.
Tell me what you taste. Wait. Does this even bloody
say? I don't think it does say. It's got a snail on the front. How weird.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. We do have the description.
Oh, God, my nose is a bit blocked.
Oh, come on. You cannot blame me on that. You're so good at this. Grape.
Wait.
Grape. Yeah, have another large sip. Go on. Oh my God, you're so bad at that. You would get better at that.
Oh, God, I really can't taste anything. Grass?
No.
Not citrus, I don't think. No. Pear? Apple? No. Berries?
You're just taking wild guesses now. Should I tell you?
Go on, tell me. Oak?
This fragrant, dry style of Marlborough, Pinot Gris, or Marlborough.
Yeah.
Is textural and expressive with notes of spice and a long finish. That is such an abstract description.
A long finish, I agree. It's long.
What? What does that even mean? It's a long.
I don't know, but I'm over that.
It's really nice. I'm really enjoying this.
Well, yeah, I can tell. We're both a bit drunk. I mean, it's pretty sound
okay,
wine.
I'm
it tastes
do
like
the
a
official.
Okay, fine. I'll
Let's
do.
Let's both try and do it.
No, you have to swirl.
Okay, so I swirl first.
And it gets caught at the top, then you sniff.
Yeah. It smells quite, like, fruity when I do that.
Yeah, it's very fruity. But it says it's floral.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh, that's alcohol.
Oh, gosh, that's alcohol.
Got down my throat. Alcohol.
Okay. I mean, all I can say is it's really nice. I have my Invisalign right now, so it's probably adding a little bit of a plasticky flavour.
I can just... It tastes like a normal Pinot Grigio. I'm not going to lie. I feel like we need to mix up and get like a Chardonnay next week.
What was that accent?
Chardonnay, you know, and then I can have a bottle of Chardonnay.
Sorry.
I actually, I'm going to rate this. I'm not going to be too generous.
We've nearly drank like... bottle wine. That's actually, it's not even, or whatever. Go on.
What time is it?
Live your life.
It's almost 5 o'clock.
It's 6 p.m.
summer. 6 p.m. summer. Okay. I'm going to give it a 7. Only because I really, really like it, but I don't want to be too generous and give it an 8. And I feel like a 7's quite a nice middle.
I'm going to give it a 6. Oh. I think I've had nicer.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, so have I. But I just, you know.
I think that Chablis was really nice that we drank the other time. We need to really mix it up. Also, we
I'm
need
really
to go to wine.
This, though. I could just drink this forever. This doesn't have ice in it now.
Yeah, I way prefer the ice.
Still
I think it's
nice,
too warm.
It is too warm. The temperature is 100% too warm. But the flavour of the wine is like not as
overpowering. Yeah, it's a really nice, really light wine. And it's vegan, so.
Yeah, always a bonus.
How are they not vegan? I don't understand.
It's
from grapes.
It's sustainable as well.
Actually, that's a serious question. How is it not vegan? They're from grapes.
Okay, so normal wine is actually filtered through fish scales, which is going to freak you out. That's why it's not vegan.
Well, I eat fish, but that is pretty rank.
Weird, isn't it? You don't
fish
think
scales?
Yeah, something like that. Google it, honestly.
Oh, you just right something now. Like that. You can't just make a statement
I'm
like that and it not be correct.
I'm so sure.
Fish scales?
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we will love you and leave you. Please rate and subscribe and review and send in your dilemmas. But we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.